This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with Richard Quest, the host of 500 Questions on ABC. But first, 34 million vehicles in the U.S. could have defective airbags. More testing will be done, but 17 million vehicles have already been recalled. It could take a few days to a week to announce what models are affected. The defect has led to 6 deaths and over 100 injuries. The bags explode with so much force it leaves those affected looking like stab victims. It isn't known what is causing the problem, but high humidity could be a factor. A new study has found that men fake working long hours to get ahead in the workplace. Experts recommend that women do the same and emulate their time management to get ahead. Here are 4 ways that men fake working more hours than they do. Local meetings. Men arrange meetings with clients who are local and need to travel less. Getting others to cover for you. Some men cover for each other so that they all have unofficial flexible working hours. Know exactly what the client wants. These men talk their way around the clients using minimal effort. Appear to be available at all times. Men take calls at all hours and signed in on their email to give the appearance of working hard. KFC is bringing Colonel Sanders back after 21 years. The fried chicken chain is bringing back its founder and brand ambassador to its advertising to celebrate 75 years since the fast food chain's secret fried chicken recipe was created. The Colonel returns to TV ads next week with former Saturday Night Live star Daryl Hammond playing him. KFC is also rolling out a new, fancier restaurant design. The new designs have been tested in locations in Vegas and Louisville, but stores throughout the United States will be getting a refresh in the coming months. Crayola says don't use our colored pencils as makeup. Do-it-yourself YouTube bloggers are softening colored pencils and using them as eyeliner. Others are melting pencils to make different shades of lipstick. Crayola has spoken out saying it's not a very good idea. Bloggers argue that Crayola's products are made so kids can eat them, so they should be fine when used as a makeup replacement. Bottom line, the materials have not been designed or tested for that kind of use. Groundbreaking research: when an upgrade is available, people tend to break what they'd like to replace. When upgrades come out on a certain product, people become careless with their gadget, breaking it, giving them a reason to replace it with the newer models. Researchers said people tend to be excited when big upgrades come out, regardless of whether it's with an iPhone, a new flat-screen TV, or a new clothing collection. The researchers say that we may mistreat our old devices because we want to rationalize our behavior. The study suggests the behavior may not be limited to just products. People may also treat romantic partners more carelessly when an upgrade is on the market. 6 beauty treatments that women want men to do regularly. Number 1 is trim long nose and ear hairs. It's pretty hard to carry on a conversation when the man has long nose hair. And you can forget about us whispering sweet nothing into ears that are clogged with waxy and flaky wisps of hair. Investing in a trimmer is all it takes to get either situation under control. Clean up your unruly eyebrows. Facebook user Colleen McGinnon explains how unkempt eyebrows can affect a man's appearance. My husband and son have bushy eyebrows. My son, 19 years old, has his waxed and threaded on a regular basis. My husband does not. As a result, my husband often looks angry when he's not. Since he is in sales, that's probably not a good thing. Number 3 is exfoliate. Model and actor Sean Ross's homemade recipe uses salt, but there is a right way to exfoliate your face, so take notes. Number 4, apply daily moisturizer and sunscreen. Men can easily hydrate and protect their skin by applying a moisturizer with SPF. Number 5, wear eye cream. According to Facebook user Carmen Chavez, they don't comprehend how necessary it is and have too much pride to purchase it for themselves, so he uses mine. And number 6, take better care of nails and feet. This involves applying lotion, clipping long nails, and of course, scrubbing your feet. Don't forget to get in between the toes, too, guys. Richard Quest is the host of the new ABC game show, 500 Questions. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning to you, mate. I'm well, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm terrific. Tell us about 500 Questions. What's the premise here?
The premise is that the contestant has to work their way through boards of 50 questions in different categories. And you literally answer the questions one after the other, with the underlying principle that you never get three wrong in a row. Trying to get you out is a challenger on the other side of the studio, and the battle goes backwards and forwards as this contestant, who's earning money as they go along, tries to stay the course. 500 questions, and the really interesting part, I say to them, you know, they will have answered 20 questions or 25 questions, and I just look at them and they're feeling so pleased because they've been on Jeopardy or they've been on some other quiz, and that's the number of questions they have to answer. And I just look at them and say, you've only answered 4% of the questions you need to answer. You have another 450 to go. And they wilt. They visibly wilt in front of you. You know, I don't know how they do it. I really don't. And I spent days with them, and they have a certain ability. If I can think of situations where I would say to you, name rivers in Africa, you would be thinking, and the time would have gone. They immediately launch into their answers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because they know they have a limited amount of time and they're experienced at answering these sort of questions.
We're going to see this over 9 consecutive nights?
You are. I mean, the way the schedule works, you see it build, you see contestants get to certain points, you see some people get knocked out, and you see moments where there's serious money to be won. But what I found fascinating is these people, they're not in it for the money. They are in it for the bragging rights. They want to be the first contestant who answers 100 questions, the first contestant to get to 200, and the first contestant to get to 500.
And they do win money, right, Richard?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There is a hole in the books at Warner Brothers and ABC where I gave away quite a lot of money.
Will there be more episodes of 500 questions?
You know, as with anything to do with this business, that depends on the great American public. I hope, I believe, I cherish, I pray, whatever it is, yes, I would love to do it again.
Now, your producer is Mark Burnett, so this is like a game show of biblical proportions.
Oh, not only did a game show of biblical proportions, ha ha, well done. Mark, when he arrived on the set, before he asked me to do it, I didn't recognize him. I mean, seriously, I'm doing a demonstration, I'm testing for it, and I knew the next contestant had to be was somebody called Mark. And I saw this man with a big beard, looking sort of rather biblical, standing to one side. And I walked up to him and I said, oh, hello, what's your name? And he says, Mark. And I said, all right, so you're the next contestant. And he said, I don't think so. I said, you're Mark. Well, Mark who? He said, Mark Burnett. And then I realized that was Roma Downey, his wife, who was over there. And I thought, Richard, not only have you just put your foot in it, you stand absolutely no chance of getting this gig. Thankfully, he's a man of enormous generosity, a true believer in what he does, and he was happy to overlook my mild indiscretion. He's the sort of man I don't think it terrifies much, but he's a wonderfully, both him and his wife, but they're wonderfully quiet people. They're very thoughtful. What I loved about Mark and Mike Donnell, the creator, they let me get on with the job. There's nothing worse than when you're being employed to do a task and somebody is second-guessing you throughout, particularly if you're in our business where you're doing something in the media and everybody's saying, could you do it louder? Could you do it shorter? Could you do it quieter? Could you walk this way? Could you walk that way? And you feel like saying, why don't you do it yourself if you're so whatever? They didn't do that at all. They knew what they bought when they bought me, and they were determined to let me do what I was paid to do. And that's a very rare thing in our industry.
Well, the interesting thing to me is that we see you on CNN as the aviation expert, and unfortunately there's been so many incidents that you've been on quite a bit, and now you're doing a game show on ABC. How does that work out in your mind?
Interesting you ask that, because a few people have said, does it harm the credibility, and what about this, and how can you be, and I say that's nothing but snobbery. There's nothing that says, you know, that we have to walk around the world as if we're sucking a lemon all the time, doing serious stuff. There is, you can have one thing without doing the other. And this does not harm the credibility, because you're dealing with very intelligent people answering very serious questions. Even I was being asked to wear a yellow duck outfit, waltz around singing Yankee Doodle Dandy, that would be a different matter. Then I think not only would CNN have said no, but I would have said no. This is very different. And so I think you can do both. And I hope, and I believe, here's another point, I believe that the viewer is intelligent enough to say, that's Richard Quest answering questions about a very serious plane crash that's happened in XYZ, God forbid. And that's Richard Quest doing a show that's a bit of fun. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Love your work. Thank you, Richard. Take care.
Thank you.
With Richard Quest of 500 Questions, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Dan's car was stopped at a residential stop sign when Martha rammed him from behind. Dan jumped out of his car, shaking his fists, and angrily yelled, "I should punch you in the face." Even though the accident was Martha's fault, she filed assault charges against Dan. But since Dan didn't touch Martha or her car, do you think the assault charges will stick? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Dan shook his fist so vigorously and his face was so red, Martha truly believed she was in danger. For assault charges to be valid, Martha only needed to believe she was going to be harmed. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So which tastes better, the cheapest wine or the more expensive wine? The answer is surprising. Here's the social science of it. Yeah! Referred to by social psychologists as paying for pleasure and recently reported in Scientific American Mind, humans believe we get more when we pay more. Marketing and increased price raises the expectation, and then the brain plays a trick on you. It's called cognitive dissonance.
Whoa, 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 that sounds expensive.
Down deep, you know, you overpay for the product or bottle of wine, and to cope with the discomfort, you pretend as if it's a better product when it's definitely not. What's the cheap psychological trick? On any product, ask the expert to help you evaluate before you look at the price. That way, you won't pay for fake pleasure. Email me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.